Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Guardian.
Hi, I'm Hersha Patel, and this is Let's Eat, a podcast supported by McCain. Over the past 5 episodes, we've been looking at how British meals have changed over the years and celebrating the art of eating together. We've discovered the best food for your dinner party and what not to have when watching TV, revealing how to mix good food and great company. In today's final episode, we're tackling date night, cooking an intimate meal for you and your lover.
It was mixed garlic bread with pasta.
Phil Marrock co-runs the Italian Alpine food business, Sorry Not Sorry.
Imagine having a partner that couldn't cook. It would be hell.
And Brad Clark co-runs Sorry Not Sorry too, and is also Phil's boyfriend. There's a pretty obvious pun to be made about gnocchi and nookie, but how long will it take us to make it? Pull up a seat and let's find out.
Hello, my name's Brad. I'm from Essex and I am a co-founder and runner of Sorry Not Sorry with my partner Phil.
Hello, I'm Phil Filippo. I am from Italy and I'm co-founder and founder of Sorry Not Sorry, where we cook Italian alpine food.
Phil and Brad are partners in both work and life, and their love of alpine cooking tells me they know the way to each other's hearts, through the stomach. Croque monsieur, fondue, tartiflette, these classic alpine dishes are sex on a plate, or in a bowl. But today, they've elected to cook butternut squash gnocchi. But why?
It's very typical from the region where I come from, which is Friuli in Italy. And it's also one of the dishes we serve at our stall, Sorry Not Sorry.
I've never seen gnocchi made before, so I'm really interested to see the
these
process.
These are a different process from the potato ones, because the potato ones you made the dough, kind of a dough, and then you cut them.
Yeah.
And these are going to make a mixture.
So they're a lot softer than normal gnocchi. Normal gnocchi is quite firm.
So we have the butternut squash, we add an egg.
So Phil, have you made this for your family, your Italian family?
Well, actually they they make it for me.
They make it for you.
For them when he visits. No way. Auntie has dominion over the kitchen. It's her land.
Okay. So
I actually learned from, mostly from my auntie.
Yeah.
Who is very, really, really good at cooking.
So the gnocchi are made to Phil's family recipe, but that doesn't mean he's always the boss in the kitchen. It's obvious they work well together as a team. I think they'd have to cope with the trials of running a business together.
Then we add some nutmeg. It's not usually in the actual recipe. We add it a bit. I'm adding the flour now, so that's pretty much it. When you start having like the right texture, you just try and boil one.
And what is that texture before you put it in the water?
Well, it's when it starts getting a bit like stringy.
It's kind of pre-bread dough, post-pancake batter.
So, Brad, when was the first time you ate this dish?
The first time I ate this dish was when Phil made it for me. I at the time was a little horrified because I thought that I hated gnocchi. But I didn't want to say,
so
don't
just
cook me gnocchi. So I was like, okay. Because the only gnocchi I'd ever tried was the kind of bullets in a bag that you get from the supermarket, and they were just disgusting. And so, yeah, it was an early kind of date dish. And I was just, like, shocked and surprised at how different it was to standard gnocchi that I'd tried before. So, yeah, I'd had very low expectations to begin with. And so, yeah, I was pleasantly surprised.
So was that a turning point?
Possibly. Maybe cemented the deal. I don't know.
Yeah.
We say it all the time. It, like, imagine having a partner that couldn't cook. It would be hell on earth.
I've got one
hell
of those.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's not too late. It's,
yeah, yes. Well, I'm married to him, so.
Still
maybe.
Not. It's not
still
too
not.
Late.
Never too late. Never too late. You guys have set up a business together,
uh-huh.
Couples working together.
Mm-hmm.
How, when,
normally
how long?
A recipe for disaster.
Yeah, right? Normally a recipe for disaster.
I don't know, we just decided to go for it. Both like food.
What's your working relationship like?
We
actually, it's not that bad.
It's pretty relaxed now, but I guess we've kind of found our positions in it. So Phil concentrates more on the cooking and I concentrate more on the kind of boring businessy stuff, I guess, if you like, and just supporting him in getting it to the market.
So you've put a testing drop,
yeah.
I was going to say.
Yeah, I guess that's...
A drop in. And so you're vigorously boiling it for...
It's probably going to be
minutes.
Like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Then when he floats, it means that it's basically cooked. You just leave it there for another 30 seconds. And then I'm going to put them in cold water,
right?
Because then we're going to put them in, we're going to fry them in butter and sage.
Okay. They're taste testing now. Yeah,
good.
Approved.
Oh, yes. So look, you've got a whole big pot of gnocchi here.
Yeah, it goes really far. You don't need much to make quite a lot of food, actually. You can serve quite a few people with very few ingredients.
Yeah.
Hungry?
What's the next bit?
Gonna fry the sage in the butter and then put the gnocchi.
Douse.
Just for a minute. Yeah. Oh, no.
Phil, why did you choose this dish to cook as your first date meal?
Well, it's one of my favourite dishes, of course, and it's not very complicated to make, but as well it has some unique tastes and flavors.
I think also it's one of those things where it's quite difficult to embarrass yourself eating it as well. Yeah, you're not going to kind of you're going to get it stuck between your teeth or spill it all down your front. It's quite easy, they're soft and quite quick to eat if you want to move on to other things maybe.
It looks absolutely beautiful.
It gets more orange as well. The longer it's out of the water, the orange colour intensifies. So eventually it becomes very, very bright orange.
If we're talking about romantic meals, I remember the first time my husband cooked for me, because it was the only time he's ever cooked for me. It was obviously very early on in our relationship and he was trying to impress me. It was a risotto. It was nice, but what we both realised very quickly was that the anxiety wasn't worth the meal. And I was the better cook, so I am the meal maker when it comes to romantic meals. But for me, food is a very important part to our relationship, and I think to any romantic relationship. So I'm interested to see how another couple work in the kitchen. today I'm playing third wheel to a couple and I've crashed their romantic afternoon lunch. Now I'm going to grill them about their relationship because they're partners in love and also partners in business, which is quite an interesting combination. So guys, first of all, how did you guys meet and when? How long ago did you meet?
So we met through a popular dating app, which will remain nameless.
Feels like it was Grindr.
It was Grindr. About 3.5 years ago.
And how quickly did food come into the conversation?
Well, I think we probably ate out first more than at home. To be completely honest, at the beginning, it wasn't even about a relationship or even probably dating in the modern sense. It was kind of just we enjoyed each other's company and would meet occasionally. So food was more kind of, oh, we're out all day, we have to eat, so let's go into a restaurant or something. So it wasn't until maybe a month or so in that we actually cooked ourselves.
Who was the first person to cook and what was the meal?
That would be me. And it was, it was a curry. I do remember being a bit nervous as well, cooking it and thinking. I think I'd only just found out he was vegetarian. I remember looking up vegetarian recipes for curry and I think it might have been a butternut squash or sweet potato curry or something like that. Yeah, I didn't realise that he has a kind of reaction to chilli. So there was quite a bit of chilli in it, which I've learned to not include too much chilli anymore. But yeah, he was very polite and didn't say anything, just sat there sweating in the corner. But yeah, I remember being quite nervous about it. And I still feel it, actually, when I cook stuff for him. You really want it to be good for them. You really want them to like it. And it's not just about, oh my God, I did all this hard work and you don't appreciate it. It's like you actually just want them to like it. It's kind of that
I
kind of feeling.
Who is the better cook?
That's an evil question ask. We both cook very different food. So I think we both know food very well and both have a lot of experience with food and understand food very well. And I think that's more important than necessarily being a better cook. I think if you know food better, you're always going to produce food that's good. But also, when one cooks, the other one appreciates it because you know what's gone into it and how it's done and that kind of stuff. Whereas I think if there's a bit more of an imbalance in a relationship, if one person loves food and the other person's just kind of fueling themselves, I think there's always going to be a bit of a mismatch.
So there's no nitpicking or I wouldn't do it like that.
Not a lot sometimes. Especially if we do like if he cooks pasta,
right,
or
if we try and tread on the other person's territory.
Now I just like stay in the living room,
for example. I cooked him spaghetti bolognese once and he was just sickened that it was just placed on top of the spaghetti and not mixed into it. And the idea of garlic bread was like, what? How can you eat that?
Because like it was mixed garlic bread with pasta. It was like too
carby.
Yeah. It's just like double denim. That's just what we do.
What about your parents? Did your parents do romantic meals for each other?
My dad would on Valentine's Day.
He would
cook for my mum. Yeah, and my mum would always cook my dad steak for his birthday for kind of special occasions.
Yeah.
Not on a kind of date night thing, or I don't think that was really a thing in those days. Yeah. I don't think that was a concept.
Yeah, just as a kind of occasion.
Yeah, so because my mum was like I guess you'd call them a stay-at-home mum now, a housewife. Not a great term for it, but she was there's four of us, so she was very busy raising us, and food was always kind of a treat and a luxury for all of us, not just between them two, but it was always together as a family. It was they never really went off and had separate dinners or anything like that.
My parents are not together, so, but they are friendly. They definitely don't cook like dinner dates, but I would say my mom sometimes cook some food that my dad likes.
I feel like I cook for my husband. He doesn't cook at all because he hates it. But
you need to change that.
I know. I'm going to tell him what you said. But I do think that I like to express... I think it's because of my parents. They kind of showed their love through cooking. Not to each other so much, to the kids.
Yeah. I think food's very powerful. And if you can do it, and if you know that what you make is going to make someone feel better, or feel good, or be happy, then you kind of get a little bit addicted to the rush that you get from that. But you also kind of... realize that it's much more important than just feeding someone. It's much bigger than that.
Yeah.
And I think people who don't cook, it's probably just fear rather than that they're not capable. They just either haven't had an example to follow or have just, for whatever reason, been too afraid to actually try stuff.
Do you think it's really important that both of you have an interest in food? Do you think that's brought you together?
Yeah, I really do. I don't want to say I don't think we would be in a relationship because that's not true, but I think food is one of the early parts of our relationship that kind of made us both feel comfortable and kind of helped settle us together, I guess. And I think if one of us probably wasn't able to cook, then it maybe not have changed the entire kind of future, but it would have probably given one of us the opinion of the other that's a little bit less kind of impressed with what's going about. Because food's important to both of us.
So yeah, it's a big part of sharing, even if you go out.
I would be quite upset if I was with someone and they didn't have that kind of excitement about food or look forward to things.
Yeah.
And they were just like, oh well, yeah, another
just
meal.
Eat whatever. Yeah. Do you think that's kind of affected your cooking in a positive way?
I think from watching Phil cook, I've learned to treat ingredients with more respect and not kind of overcook things. And
less is more.
Less is more, definitely.
Hmm. Yeah, I learned to have snacks.
Yeah. Have snacks. My God.
I really enjoyed talking to a couple who had a shared interest in food, and they were quite different characters. So where Phil was a perfectionist and liked things to be just so, Brad was more, let's just get on and do it. In any relationship, regardless of food, that's a really nice balance. They've transferred that to the kitchen, which is really lovely as well. When I think of couples, me included, the cooking's done separately because it causes too many arguments and one person's better than the other, and more often than not, it's something that's not a shared experience in the kitchen. For me and my friends that I know, Phil and Brad have obviously got this down to a T. I mean, there have been no chat of food fights and arguments and breakups in the kitchen. And the most important thing I've learned from those two is never to keep your partner hungry. So this is the final episode in the series, and I can't believe how quickly it's gone. We have eaten a lot. Over these 5 episodes, we've roasted a chicken for a classic Sunday dinner, jazzed up instant noodles with the bottom of the fridge veg for a TV dinner, cooked up a romantic meal for 2, given our stomachs a hug with the ultimate comfort food, and gorged ourselves on a dinner party trifle, Yummington. And now I'm off to the gym. You can find all the previous episodes at theguardian.com/audio or subscribe wherever you usually get your podcasts. A massive thank you to all of our guests in this series and to our producer Lucy Dearlove at Rethink Audio. Jason Phipps is The Guardian's head of audio. Thanks for listening.
For more great podcasts from The Guardian, just go to theguardian.com/podcasts.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Brought to you by Lexus. Some things do more than their stated functions, because exceptional things inspire you to do exceptional things. To this select list, we add the all-new Lexus GX. With its exceptional capability, you'll see possibilities you never knew existed, sending you far outside your comfort zone. But as much as the GX challenges you, it also spoils you. Its intuitive technology and luxurious features mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. Live up to it. The all-new Lexus GX.